Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike Clay is joining us on the phone right now. Mike, the LeSean McCoy controversy has really taken center stage here in Buffalo. But nationally, what's the perspective on this entire controversy and how it looks for McCoy?
Obviously, we have to wait till the legal side plays out. But from a football perspective, it's obviously a gigantic hit for the team if they lose his services or move on from him. So again, we'll wait for that side to play out. But if he goes down, this is a team we know from last year wants to lean on the running game. And if McCoy's not in that lineup, they're leaning on a guy like Chris Ivory. And potentially a free agent out there. I just don't know if there's anybody out there that can really give them close to what McCoy gave to that offense. So especially with the young quarterback situation or a new quarterback situation, depending on who starts, it's going to be problematic. I think from top to bottom, Buffalo's roster is in pretty rough shape right now. I think they have a lot of voids, maybe some potential down the road to emerge. But right now, a lot of loose ends, and if they lose their workhorse running back, I think that's big-time problems in the short term.
How can people compare this McCoy situation to these allegations that happened against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston? Because, both were in real hot water this offseason.
It's tough because, the legal system hasn't really played out for really either of those situations. Winston's at the NFL. Their move, obviously, suspended for the three games to the personal conduct policy with McCoy again so early in this process. So we don't know really what his involvement was there yet. We're going to see what happens there. I know I'm giving you kind of the easy route around it, but that's just the fact of the matter right now. But obviously, if he was involved here, you would expect for any NFL team to move on, just like we've seen in the past, we'll see which way that goes.
Yeah, that's kind of the general consensus on the local front also, is that, it's still pretty early in the process, but, people are questioning. You go on social media, people are saying, McCoy needs to be let go right away. How do you think the Buffalo Bills are going to respond as as more information comes out? I know it's kind of a vague question, but, do you think the Bills are going to make any kind of preemptive move, or do you think that they just let it play out?
They probably have more information than we do at this point. So if they know something, they'll obviously make a move. I would expect a team, any team, to move on if there's any hint of this is true. I think most fans would agree that's the case for any player on any team. So that would be my guess is the route they go would be to just cut them loose and then kind of find a new running back for the future. But again, I'm sure they're taking in all the details and they'll make the best move when the time comes.
Now, Mike, last question I got for you is, it's been getting a lot of attention locally, this LeSean McCoy story. How about on the national front? Is it getting a lot of coverage there too?
Definitely. Definitely. You've seen it. Of course, Mike Rodak, who covers the Bills for us at ESPN, Adam Schefter, they've all reported on it. So I think they've done a good job at keeping everyone up to date. And obviously, it's a big deal. We can't have these kind of things happening in the world, let alone in the NFL or really anywhere. So, I think everybody stayed on top of it pretty well. And when we get the necessary information, we find out what his involvement was, I think all parties will take the necessary measures.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.